in Gippsland. It's 9:07.
You're listening to ABC Gippsland.
And let's talk Holden Commodores. It's the end of an era. It's the end of the road for the Holden Commodore. Holden has announced after 42 years that they're pulling the Commodore model from showrooms completely next year, and they'll focus on SUVs, sports utility vehicles, and utes instead. And when I was younger, growing up in Bairnsdale, it was kind of the pinnacle to have a Commodore, to have a brand new Holden Commodore. That was pretty cool. And there were quite a few people kind of just cruising around the main street of Bairnsdale in their Commodore. If you've driven a Commodore, I'd love to hear from you. 1300 295 222. You might have some special memories of a particular model or of just the Commodore in general. Greg Hanna is a rally driver who just recently competed in the Alpine Rally in our high country. He drives a 1981 VC model, and he's with us now. G'day, Greg.
Hello, Doug. How are you?
Yeah, very well. What do you love about your car?
I suppose it represents our history, and the Commodore's had a good history in rallying in Australia, particularly when they won the major Repco Round Australia trial in 1979. That was used by Holden to demonstrate how strong and reliable and suitable for Australia the Commodore was, because you may know that they've turned full circle with the Commodore. It was actually a European-designed car, but Australianised, and Holden wanted to demonstrate its strength and reliability, and that's why they entered the Repco event. And that's one of the reasons why my partner and I bought a Commodore rally car quite a long time ago now, to try and sort of relive those greater moments of Holden's history.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of aficionados, though, texting us saying they stopped making the real Holden Commodore a couple of years ago and they were making a profit. They have a car from Germany badged as a Commodore, but it's not a real Commodore. What do you reckon about that?
As I say, the car actually started as a European car and then was evolved and developed very well by Holden in Australia. The product they've been selling the last few years is certainly not an Australian Commodore. It's back to being a European Commodore. I understand it's not a bad car, but people aren't buying it. Hence, there's a decision to stop distributing it.
So many memories, though, around this. I mean, firstly, it was the police car for a long time. Police would generally buy these cars and they were souped up. And then there were people who would try and do that as well, soup up their Commodore and drive around Gippsland. And then, of course, Bathurst. I mean, there's such a strong history of Holden at Bathurst as well. What are your memories of all that?
Having watched Bathurst every year since about 1969, I've got very vivid memories of Holden Commodore, particularly winning that event and being dominant. And it was a very good marketing tool for Holden. It helped sell the product and get it up to being the top-selling car in Australia for quite a number of years, quite a few years ago now, since we've had the advent of SUVs and of similar vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been always good memories of the Commodore being developed and representing sort of how good Australian engineering can give you a good product.
Yeah, and that was their whole marketing spin originally, wasn't it? That, you know, this is a car adapted to Australian conditions. We've put it through its paces. We've driven it on dirt roads and, you know, wherever we need to take it. But I guess, you know, that seems to have changed. People don't want that kind of sedan anymore. They want something that looks like an SUV.
Yes, I must admit I don't have an SUV myself. I still stick with sedans. But, yeah, that's just how the market has changed. I think people actually like the SUVs because they sit up higher and it's a bit easier to see things in traffic, and they sort of think that somehow they'll be better at an accident, which may not be true. I think it's just been a trend, and that's the car makers now are all following that trend.
Yeah, it's interesting because I reckon you're right. I reckon people do like these cars that sit up higher in traffic, and that says something about us, that we like to think of ourselves as, you know, going off-road on the weekends and being all tough and sporty and camping and all this kind of stuff, but generally most of our driving is in traffic, so we like to get a better view.
Exactly right, yeah.
There's a bit of a problem with that, a paradox with that. So, is it sad today to hear the death of the Commodore?
It is, in a sense. It's I felt very sad about the sort of the death of the whole car industry about 3 years ago. The local assembly of Holden and Toyota and Ford pulling out. So to me, that was the sad moment that Australia's homegrown products was of all disappearing. So I think that was a sad one. This one now is really just the demise of another European sourced car. So it's got a little bit of sadness to tinge with my feelings, but it's in a sense the stopping of production of the VF Commodore a few years ago. That was really the big sad moment for me.
Mm. Where does this all end, though? Because, you know, apparently it's cheaper to make cars offshore. It's cheaper that we don't make cars in Australia, according to the big companies. That's why they're kind of closing down manufacturing here. But will we get to a point where it won't be, where we're going to be, you know, we'll have lost all our manufacturing facilities and we'll be paying top dollar for foreign-produced cars?
Oh, look, I think there's a downward pressure on car prices. So I don't think we'll see car prices go up, but you'll never see, or very unlikely to see, people start manufacturing again. There might be some specialty people. I think somebody is doing Ford Mustang modifications using part of the old Ford assembly plant in Grill Meadows, but it's just because that building is there and they're using it because it's convenient. But you won't see people sort of starting to manufacture product here again. But that's reflecting an overall trend. I mean, we used to make washing machines and refrigerators long ago in Australia. With that kind of manufacturing, which is high labour content type activity, that has moved offshore progressively over the last 30 or 40 years, unfortunately.
Yeah, 14 past nine. Greg Hanna is with us on ABC Gippsland talking about the death of the Holden Commodore. They've announced that they're going to stop selling them from next year. And do you think the price, I mean, there are so many Commodores out there. Do you think we're going to see prices for vintage Commodores increase?
Well, they already have. The model I have, admittedly mine being a rally car, is not a pristine example of the model by a long shot. But if you were to want to buy a really good condition early 80s Commodore, you'll be surprised how much they cost now.
Yeah, right. I thought there'd be heaps of them out there. They're saturated in Australia, aren't they?
No. I had problems if they're, you know, with a rally car, you tend to have, you know, you might clip something and you have tail lights broken or indicators, and they're much harder to get now because the wreckers say, oh, we don't see old Commodores anymore. So they're actually getting quite rare.
Fair enough. Look, thank you for speaking to us. And how did you go in the Alpine Rally?
We finished. That was our main objective. I'd call us back of the field operators. We have a good time, but we're not at the pointy end where there's some serious charges with really good cars at the front.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so we enjoy ourselves, but we're not sort of going to the absolute limit. I drive within my limits. I think that's the important thing to note.
Well, fair enough. You don't want to destroy the Commodore because there might not be that many others around.
Exactly. I've done that on other events, got pretty close to destroying. We've gone airborne for a long time and sometimes landed in unforgiving ways. So always been an adventure, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, thank you. Thanks for sharing your memories. That's Greg Hanna, a rally driver who drives a Commodore VC model, so built in 1981, discussing this news that Holden will not sell its Commodore from the Commodore model from next year. They're also axing the Astra model. I reckon it's wiser financially to focus on utes and SUVs. What do you reckon about that? 1-300-295-222 is the number to call. Lots of texts coming through. Simon says.